This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. In 1994, the U.S. ratified the Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, also known as CERD. As a result of the ratification, all levels of the U.S. government are required to comply with CERD's provisions, which require countries to review national, statewide, and local policies, and to amend or repeal laws and regulations that create or perpetuate racial discrimination. The State Department submitted a report on the state of racial discrimination in the U.S. to the UN in April of this year. The ACLU released a preliminary analysis of that report in May, and in December, released a full report surveying the current state of racial and ethnic discrimination in the U.S. Called Race and Ethnicity in America, the ACLU's report finds racial discrimination remains deeply entrenched in all levels of American society, and that local, state, and federal governments have under-enforced the laws that were written to redress racial inequality. Joining me is the author of that report, Lali Isfahani, Senior Policy Counsel for the ACLU's Racial Justice Program. Lali will be speaking about how the CERD Treaty protects Americans from discrimination and how the ACLU's report addresses issues of racial and ethnic discrimination in the U.S. Lali, what is CERD?
CERD is an acronym for the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. It's a UN treaty that basically bans all racial and ethnic discrimination from fields of public endeavor. We should note that the treaty forbids not just intentional discrimination, but what's also known as effective discrimination. So, as a result, any law or policy that disproportionately affects racial and ethnic minorities violates CERD. It doesn't just have to intend to affect racial and ethnic minorities. 173 countries have agreed to be bound by it. The U.S. has also agreed to be bound by this treaty, and they signed the treaty in 1994.
Who and what is CERD designed to protect?
CERD protects all racial and ethnic minorities within the jurisdiction of the United States, and that includes Native Americans and all indigenous peoples, immigrants, and non-citizens. It protects men, women, and children equally. CERD protects the people we just discussed against discrimination in all fields of public life, including education, housing, criminal justice, health, voting, etc., etc.
And does CERD apply to the federal government only?
No, it does not. When the government signed the CERD treaty, they undertook not only to enforce the treaty on the federal level, but also at the state and local levels as well. It also applies to private contractors who carry out government functions.
And how is it enforceable?
While not enforceable in a court of law, the U.S. is obligated to comply with the treaty, and its violations are judged by the international community and in the court of public opinion. The role of advocates, as a result, is critical in making the U.S. violations of human rights under CERD publicly known. I can explain briefly why it is not enforceable in a court of law, and that is because the U.S., when it signed the treaty, said that there were sufficient protections under U.S. domestic law.
What does the ACLU's CERD report say about the state of racial discrimination in the U.S.?
The report acknowledges that while formal legal equality may have been established by the civil rights movement, racial discrimination nevertheless remains deeply entrenched in the U.S. It exists on individual, institutional, and systemic levels. And in addition to that, the link between race and poverty remains strong, so that the people that are disproportionately impacted by racial discrimination and issues related to it are minority communities and minorities themselves.
What are some examples that illustrate this picture?
I'll give you two examples, one concerning the federal government's under-enforcement of the treaty, and another that just sort of exposes very clearly the depth of racial issues that exist in the U.S. today. For the first example, which is the one concerning under-enforcement, I wanted to explain that the government is charged with enforcing CERD. At the federal level, that's the Department of Justice. One of its departments within the one of the sections of the Department of Justice handles the enforcement of voting laws. Despite the many occasions it has had to do so, this department has barely used the Voting Rights Act's most potent nationwide anti-discrimination provision since 2000. It has brought actually the lowest rate of cases in 25 years. Related to that, even though well over 5 million citizens are prevented from voting in both national and state elections, based on what are really outdated state disfranchisement laws, Congress has not intervened to broaden voting rights for people with criminal convictions in national elections, which it could do. The second example I was going to discuss had to do with an illustration of racial issues in the U.S. today. the glaring example that I wanted to offer of the link between race and poverty and the disproportionate racial impact of policies on minority communities today is provided by Hurricane Katrina. The images that flashed across the world's TV screens exposed the utter poverty, not to mention the devastation wreaked by the storm on those most affected by the storm, which was largely a minority population. Policies that were implemented and have been implemented in the wake of the storm have also least helped those same people and those same communities. For example, in the elections that immediately followed the storm, voting by those that were temporarily displaced to other states was made very difficult by the Louisiana government. Public housing that has been torn down in both Louisiana and Mississippi has often been torn down with no alternative housing made available for those people displaced by it. People living in trailer parks are heavily policed and asked for identification on entry to those parks. The list is long.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination and the ACLU CERD report, go to www.aclu.org/CERD.